senators hearing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and his accuser Christine Blasey Ford include our next guest. Mazie Hirono is a Democrat from Hawaii. She will listen and question the nominee and the woman who says that he sexually assaulted her in 1982. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Who, in your mind, has the burden of proof today, the accuser or the accused?
This is not a court of law. This is a job application for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court, where if Judge Kavanaugh is there, he will be able to make decisions that will impact our lives.
You know, I've heard that analogy to a job application. I mean, it's not even an analogy. It's literally true. And yet, what does that mean if he says he never did this at all? He's merely been accused. Is that enough to disqualify him?
This is why so many of us, all of the Democrats, as well as the three women who have come forward, have said there needs to be an FBI investigation. So under normal times, there would be an FBI investigation. There would be other witnesses called. There would be senators asking their own questions as opposed to hiding behind a prosecutor hired for one day so that that person can ask the questions, and under normal circumstances, we would have access to all the documents that we need. So what we're left with is, without an FBI investigation, what really will be focused on is, as far as I'm concerned, Judge Kavanaugh's credibility, character, and candor.
A couple
and
of things.
Before all this began, I already questioned his credibility.
Which I want to ask about. There's several things now to follow up on. First, you noted that Republicans are bringing in a veteran sex crimes prosecutor to ask the questions of Ford. Republican senators and Democrats, of course, may ask their own questions as well, but there will be a professional there. It's been much noted that a woman is being brought in, and the 11 Republicans on the committee are all men. But she's also a professional. She's somebody who knows how to ask questions, has experience asking questions on this topic. Isn't that actually a positive thing to do?
As a prosecutor, she's used to asking questions in a criminal setting. This is not a criminal case. This is not a criminal proceeding. And so for the Republican senators to bring this person on board, it just shows that they do not want to reveal themselves to the American public. So these are definitely not normal circumstances.
President Trump refused again to authorize an FBI examination of this, and his explanation for it was that it wouldn't change a single Democratic vote. The Democrats would be against Kavanaugh regardless. Is he right about that?
Well, isn't that odd that it's all the Democrats who are asking for an FBI investigation? That all the people who say we are the ones who have already made up our minds, but they are the ones who will not authorize or call for an FBI investigation, which at least gives us the possibility of corroborating information.
Now, you also said that you do not believe Kavanaugh. You do not find him credible. And you gave a reason for that when talking to CNN the other day, Senator. And I'll just read the quote here. I put his denial in the context of everything that I know about him in terms of how he approaches his cases. His credibility is already very questionable. Do you really mean to suggest, as some Republicans have felt, that you believe he is lying simply because you disagree with the way he has ruled from the bench?
His credibility is what we're going to be reviewing in this job interview that he is about to undertake. In all of the weeks of review that I did of his decisions and the 3 days of questioning, where I know for a fact that he testified under oath where he miscited the case, misapplied the case. So I would say that his credibility with regard to how he approaches cases, where he is very outcome-driven, where he has written more dissents than anybody else sitting on the circuit court at this point, where his dissents are so, I would say, outrageous that his fellow judges have called him to task for the lack of application of the law in his dissent. So I'd say that his credibility is very questionable.
You're saying that you don't think he applies the law honestly, and therefore you don't believe in his honesty. Is that what you're saying?
Well, how else can I deal with this? Because I think the entire hearing today, without the benefit of any corroborating evidence and without the testimony of Mark Judge, who was there, who is a really close friend of Judge Kavanaugh, we are left with deciding who is the more credible person.
You're not going to hear from two other accusers to whom you've referred. One of them, Julie Swetnick, who released a sworn statement through her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, yesterday. And the other, Deborah Ramirez, who said that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her. You won't hear from them. Do you intend to ask Kavanaugh about them?
I think that as the hearing proceeds, he will be asked a number of questions, and a lot will depend on just the circumstances. You know, this is very fluid. I'm sure he will be asked all kinds of questions that go to his credibility. Basically, he is denying everything. And we know from other witnesses that in high school, he seemed to be with a group of people who drank a lot and where sexual activity was occurring, but he denies it all. How credible is that?
Senator, thanks very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mazie Hirono is a Democratic senator from Hawaii and one of the lawmakers who will be questioning Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford today. And by the way, we have also reached out to Republican members of the Judiciary Committee. NPR's Kelsey Snell has been listening to the interview along with us. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
What did you hear there?
Well, one thing I heard is that Senator Hirono is again talking about this FBI investigation. This is something that Democrats have been discussing, you know, since the very beginning, since we first heard about this allegation from Ford. And this is starting to really resonate. We're hearing more feedback that people are agreeing that there maybe should be an FBI investigation because they want to avoid a situation where you have essentially dueling sworn affidavits and senators kind of choosing between people who swear that they're telling the truth.
And we have more and more people emerging who have made various claims about these incidents, even in the last day or so.
Right.
Mazie Hirono also mentioned her distaste for the idea of Republicans bringing in a sex crimes prosecutor to ask the questions for them to Christine Blasey Ford. What do Republicans give as their reason for doing that?
Yeah, I've spent the past week just talking to Republicans about this issue and about a way they're going to do the questioning. They say that having an outside person, a person who is trained in sex crimes, could allow them to have more directed questions, to make better points, to do a better job of handling these things, and not have as much of the political side of this bleeding into their questioning. So that's part of the upside that they see.
Kelsey, thanks as always.
Thank you.
NPR's Kelsey Snell.